John Francis, the Planet Walker. John Francis was born in 1946 in Philadelphia, in the United States. But in his early 20s, he left home and moved to the San Francisco area. In many ways, John's life in his new city was pretty typical. He got a job and made friends. He planned for his future. But then, 2 years after he arrived, something happened, and the event changed John's life forever. One day, there was a big oil spill that caused a lot of damage to the local environment. The spill killed hundreds of animals and polluted the water in the area terribly. John was so upset by this that he decided to stop using automobiles altogether. Instead, he started walking everywhere. When John told people he didn't ride in cars, people argued with him. John didn't like to fight, so he decided to stop talking for an entire day. One day became two, 2 days turned into a week, and finally, John decided to stop talking completely. After several weeks, he discovered something. He realized that he didn't always listen to people. By not talking, he started to really hear what others had to say. John remained silent for 17 years. During this time, he tried to teach others about protecting the environment. He was in the newspaper several times, and he even gave lectures at universities. Although he didn't talk, John was still able to get his message across to listeners. He explained his ideas through hand motions, paintings, and the music of his banjo. John eventually enrolled in college. He walked hundreds of kilometers to get there, and he got a degree in environmental studies. After he graduated, John continued his journey around the United States. He also traveled on foot and by boat to South America, the Caribbean, and other places around the world, trying to educate people about caring for the environment and each other. John wanted to share his story with more people, so in 1990 he started to talk again. John also started to ride in cars, but his work continued. He helped write environmental laws, worked for the United Nations as a goodwill ambassador, and started Planet Walk, an organization that helps raise awareness for environmental and humanitarian issues. He also started working with National Geographic. Today, John Francis is still trying to make the world a better place. He has written a book to inspire a new generation of planet walkers. In it, he explains how anyone can make their own walk. He also continues to teach people about the environment. The environment, he says, is not just about animals and plants. It's about how we treat each other. If we're going to make the world a better place, we need to do it for each other, not just ourselves.